What's she up to?
Oscar talk. Yeah, I feel like we should touch on that stuff. She's dressing one man at the show, Diego Luna.
Oh, right. He's
Narcos. He's the new handsome drug lord of the South from the
90s. I like that guy. I think he's pretty good. He was a good guy on Narcos, right?
No.
Oh, he
well,
wasn't a good guy.
He was. He was seemingly the nicest drug lord of all time.
So I know literally nothing about Diego Luna. Oh, I do know this guy. Okay.
Iamo Mama Mama Tambieno? Yeah. Isn't he that guy?
I think so. You might be right. Yeah. He's very, he's got like, he never really evolved out of his boyish looks.
He's got boyish looks. Like his facial hair will only be so thick.
Right.
Pube stash is what we call it.
I would call that a pube stash. I mean, he reminds me so much of somebody that I don't remember who it is, but he looks cool. He looks like a cool guy.
He seems cool. He looks like he might be a positive. Dickhead, yeah, no, he's not that dickish. He seems pretty easy as far as client goes. You know,
that's awesome.
In a good way.
So she's only got one. That's
there's other people she's dressing for parties.
Oh, I see.
There's a whole party circuit, which
right.
It just happens like, you know, the week of, like probably right. Tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and then the night of the Oscars.
Guys.
So people need outfits because they get photographed for People magazine and Esquire, you know, the magazines we love.
We do. Love those magazines.
National Enquirer.
Oh, boy.
And so, they're just
what our listeners are here to hear about.
So far away from is the Oscars.
It's funny, man. It's like all these award shows, they don't, it's not what they're about. It's not what they're about at all. Anyway, so you come for the internet, stay for the hot Hollywood gossip, you know?
That's right.
So this is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast about the internet by Wave Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
It's my free day over here.
And Dog Boobs is on a client call, so she's not actually joining us today, which is interesting because we've been kind of trying to thinking about testing a new format. This is actually a good opportunity. You can hear that we're not in the same room, which is probably for the better because we spent the first, 45 minutes? I think about 45 minutes trying to figure out our microphones. So,
and it was such a stupid problem.
New year, same us. Yeah.
I just got a text from Dog Boobs. Said she moved to Wakanda where things are better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Fun. Amazing.
I just watched Black Panther last night. I'm trying to gear up for the Oscar push.
I still haven't seen it.
It's on Netflix. It's one of the ones that you can easily watch anytime, right?
I watched I watched one of the Oscar documentaries last night. I watched
Free Solo?
No, I'm itching to watch that
one. Documentary?
Yeah, the free
He's been locked up. He's a political prisoner.
Yep. It's time to get him out. No, I watched Minding the Gap.
Oh.
It was pretty good. It's basically about these three friends who grew up in Rockford, Illinois, and like connected over skateboarding. And it like the documentary kind of takes place over a super long period of time, and it just kind of is about, I mean, it's kind of about what happens to kids who grow up in a poverty-stricken place. I mean, I was a little like, I think the story arc was a little jarbled, but it was also like a really special kind of documentary because it was like such a basic glimpse in how our country works. I mean, I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good. I'm very much looking forward to Free Solo. I think Free Solo, I still haven't seen it and I fucking want to because I love rock climbing. So
yeah, I think that's going to be my tonight's adventure.
Ooh, it's on National Geographic, right?
It's a National Geographic produced movie, but I think you have to still rent it.
It's
not like a freebie.
Where is it? Do you know?
I saw it on.
If only we had a tool that could tell us that.
Yeah, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, those kinds of places you can get it. Bing.
Also,
probably.
Still in the movie. It's still in the theaters as well. So
yeah, but who does that, dude? What do you?
Who does that? That's what I want to know. You can rent it from YouTube, which is kind of interesting. Anyway, literally, that's not what we're here to talk about. I don't know why we're still talking about it. So our new format that we had briefly, we're kind of trying to figure out so much. We obviously cover subs pretty specifically, but we also really love talking about the front page, and sometimes the front page can just like take a ton of time. We don't have a ton of time today. I mean, you'll see obviously that this is going to be a shorter pod than usual, but we thought that in light of Dog Boobs letting us know at 7 o'clock in the morning today that she was not going to be able to join us for the pod.
She moved to Wakanda, dude.
She moved to Wakanda.
You'll see in the movie. The place looks really nice.
I thought you were going to be like, you'll see in the movie. She's there. She's been there. Yeah.
She works at a Starbucks in Wakanda. She's amazing. Loving life.
But anyway, so we're just going to talk about the front page a little bit. And I think we're going to continue doing more of these where every once in a while we'll just hop on and be like, let's talk about the front page and hopefully like crack it out super easy, super quick.
And I think
get it out the door.
And yeah, because we want to put out an episode once a week, no matter who's here, even if
it's
just elevator music.
Yeah. If not two episodes, honestly. I mean, that's part of the effort. Part of what we're trying to do with this is maybe do a couple episodes and not always feel like we have to do our thorough investigative research that we are renowned for here on this podcast.
I know the Rand Institute called recently and they're like, do you guys want to come do like a couple week contract because your investigative skills are so in depth?
so thorough.
Yeah.
For 10 minutes the night before. But anyway, yeah.
Another thing I was going to say was that we know we're not as strong without Dog Boobs and
right.
the fans really just tune in for her. So
right.
We're not trying to be something we're not. We get it. But
that's a fact. So anyway, so we're just going to talk about the front page a little bit today. Talk about what's been happening. This is a crazy one that I didn't really get into because every time I see an article like this or anytime I see content like this, it makes me feel kind of queasy, honestly. And so I don't want to go too deep into it because it just feels like too gross. But the top post, actually the second to top post of this past week, which is insane to think because this thing has 178,000 upvotes and has been like has a 12,000 comments. So it's been a very engaging one. But YouTube is facilitating the sexual exploitation of children and is being monetized. 2019 YouTube drama. This is posted on videos. It's a 20-minute video. And this is a video about how evidently there's a child, there's basically a pedophile ring that lives exclusively in the comment section of YouTube videos.
Right.
Have you seen this? Do you understand what's going on here?
I saw this post and I kind of had the same reaction of you. It's like, man, I don't know if I want to do a deep dive into pedophilia on YouTube.
Right.
But I did find some articles that were talking about it.
Right.
And yeah, it's kind of what you're saying. It's like they will suggest videos from kids doing things like licking lollipops. And they're sort of like, you know, the kids don't think they're sexual, but the people that are hanging out there are definitely there for sexual reasons. And YouTube keeps suggesting new, more videos. And they keep like, you know, they have an algorithm that is getting more people to watch in those communities, and then they're monetizing it with advertisements, you know, on the beginning and end. So, you know, whether or not they're doing it on purpose or that's just the way their system is working, it's definitely happening.
Well, the problem about what you just said is in the whether or not they're doing it on purpose is I think that the issue, people would be a lot more forgiving if it was just the algorithm at work. But the problem is that they have been actively demonetizing real creators and people that are actually making content for legitimate reasons on YouTube. So for the last few years, as is well documented by our friends of the pod pals, friends of H3 Productions, who we don't know, by the way, but we just fucking love them. But they talk about this all the time.
They're total pod pals.
They're pod pals for sure. But they talk about this shit all the time, about how they've been demonetized And it's kind of made them have to move over to the YouTube or the podcasting circuit and just generally kind of reconsider the business. But in the meantime, you have the Logan and Jake Pauls of the world, and then you have shit like this that continues to like make money, continues to be a loophole that YouTube refuses to close for seemingly corporate reasons. And I think because of that, it like this really, really pisses people off. And I think actually a counter to this, which I saw that I thought was really interesting, I want to say it was maybe White People Twitter or something. I don't know if I'm going to be able to track it down on the front page because I think it was just something that I saw pop up. But it was a tweet from somebody that essentially said, we're big fans of Pornhub here. Kind of, but
I think
it was,
we're fans of the idea that Pornhub is like what it's becoming. You know, it's becoming
totally.
It's becoming a Walmart in our society.
Kind of. I mean, well, this is actually kind of the two exactly what you just said, right? So the article says "Our Savior," and it's from memes, right? The fucking subreddit memes. 107,000 upvotes. So this thing's gotten hot and heavy. It was only posted 20 hours ago as of Thursday morning. But it says, at Pornhub, you realize that you're the only ones with the resources to compete with YouTube when it comes to creator content-driven media. Please make us a safer work site and save us from this YouTube nightmare. Which is...
people are turning
pretty much, that pretty much sums it up. Yeah.
Yeah, here's a... I just sent you an article in TechCrunch, and there's another one from InfoWars. You can pick where you want to get your news.
Which one's my legitimate news source?
They were the top two in the Google search, and I was like, oh, this is cool. Let's check them both out.
Cool.
But the TechCrunch one, there's just like a quick blurb. A YouTube creator called Matt Watson flagged the issue in a critical Reddit post. So this came to light through Reddit, which is what we're talking about, because it is on the front page. But he's saying that he found scores of videos of kids where YouTube users are trading inappropriate comments and timestamps below the fold. So commenters are saying at this timestamp moment, the girl does this thing or the kid boy does this thing. And then Matt Watson says he denounces the company for failing to prevent what he describes as a soft core pedophilia ring for operating in plain sight. So, some of the kinds of videos are like, you know, minors doing body contorting gymnastics things or
they're inherently not actually sexual. It just is. It's for somebody who's into that kind of shit, they're going to be like, wah, wah, wee, wah. Like, fucking.
It's a goofy gymnasts, stuff you would do with your 9-year-old friends. You're like, I bet I won't get in this ice bath for 2 minutes. And like,
totally.
Kids are doing it because it's funny. And then these creeps are hanging out there and they're going like, at minute two, second 12, you can almost see his pee-pee. You're like, oh, geez. And so that kind of stuff's been going on. And if you just look into the comments, it's like very evident, right? So this guy's sort of calling out the whole thing. And this is something, I mean, I've been a huge part of for years. So I knew about it. So the fact that it's just, no, I'm just kidding. I've never, you know, I think most people are like, what? That kind of stuff happens? And you're going,
it's like not beyond the realm of the imagination. Like this is the thing when things like this pop up, I'm like, yeah, of course. And then it just gives people more fucking reasons to be worried. And I'm just like, oh,
it is
God
a freak
damn.
Out. Like, this is going to be
so
a
frustrating.
A Hoda and we can't say Kathy Lee anymore. Kathy's gone.
Kathy left.
Savannah and Kathy. Savannah and Hoda. This is the new sheriffs in town on the Today Show. So we got to say Savannah and Hoda or Ho. I don't know. We got to come up with a J Lo kind of name for them, but.
Gotta find one.
This is definitely gonna be a story on the Today Show because this is the kind of stuff
they eat the shit up.
Freak out about.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, this is a brutal one.
The InfoWars story only backs up the claims that Hillary Clinton's been molesting kids for millions of years.
Oh my Christ! Of course, somehow they find a way to hit it.
Podesta and Clinton.
They're fucking insane, man. Oh man, so God, good. I love that. That's funny. So another one, actually. So this is another serious. This is. I woke up this morning to a fair amount of like serious Reddit posts, which I thought was kind of interesting. So Jussie Smollett, You know where this is going. So Jussie Smollett is was, for anybody who's been out of the web of internet news for a while. He's evidently he's on Empire, I think.
Empire, yeah.
Yeah, but he was attacked in Chicago by a couple racist white guys who tried to pour chemicals on him too or something. It was a really, and put a noose around his neck. It was like a really intense story, and everybody was just like, holy fuck, MAGA wearing pieces of shit.
Yeah, it was those high school kids from Kentucky. Everyone's like, right. I knew it.
That was exactly.
My initial reaction was like, ah, man, like, come on, guys. Like,
I know.
This is getting worse. Stop. Yeah. It's getting worse.
And it's only gotten weirder and worse because 18 hours ago, something was posted on the news subreddit that U.S. News Chicago police Jussie Smollett considered suspect in his report of the hate crime attack. So for a little while now, when this happened, obviously, everybody got deep into investigation. It was a really big deal. The Chicago PD, the feds, et cetera. And they just could not find anything. And so they were looking on security cameras. They were looking for these people just like wandering around. Nobody could find anything. So everybody was like, well, that's weird. And then just like more details start coming out that it made it seem like this was all a hoax. And now it seems that there's a high likelihood that Jussie Smollett orchestrated the hoax himself for attention, which is a goddamn shame.
And the rumor is like he was getting written off the show.
Totally.
And this was how he was going to drum up his street cred. So how can you fire a guy who's been a victim of a hate crime?
I know.
That's some Hollywood shit. I mean,
extreme Hollywood
shit. When I heard that, I was like, fuck, this is why I'm not going to be more successful in this business. I'm not willing to orchestrate a hate crime against myself to get a job. I mean, if that's the standard of getting hired in this town, like,
oh man. I just wonder who planted that seed in his mind, man. Cause that is yikes. Like that was a bad idea from the get. And,
it sounds like a Days of Our Lives plot or something.
Yeah. And I just, it just bums me out when I see things like this with a marginalized community, because obviously marginalized communities also commit things like this, but like he did it with the LGBT and racist, because he's a black guy, with both of those details as part of the reason why he would have been attacked. And then it got all of those people, got both of those communities kind of riled up about it. And now everybody's kind of backing away. It's a shame because, you know, those communities need heroes. Right. And nothing's worse than seeing somebody kind of fucking wolf in sheep's clothing perpetuating.
It kind of reminds you of I mean, with some of the Me Too stuff that was going on, you know, when there was sort of a feeding frenzy of, I can, you know, it's an okay time to come out, you know,
totally.
Some of the people that came out were full of shit and they were just trying to take advantage of the movement. And
totally.
You know, this kind of, it feels like a time where people are sensitive. Well, more sensitive maybe to this kind of stuff. And it's like he seemed like maybe he was taking advantage of the moment or something.
Right. Well, we're also in a very binary time period, right? So it's like if we're going to be binary and we're going to be zero tolerance about things like this, then when things come up like this, all of a sudden it confuses our own preset rule systems. So
he went and ruined it for the rest of us, dude.
It's fucking dark. It's very... Both of those stories are incredibly dark, so let's fucking move on to something that's not so dark.
Any cool puppies or anything on here? Oh,
Infinite
was fantastic. Four down on the front page this week. It went to open fridge. Definitely thought my hand was still connected properly. And it's a picture of a guy who has a bionic arm, I'm going to say.
Right.
And his arm attachment stuck to the fridge, and he's sort of like making this great face where he's definitely making fun of himself in a way. It's just like it made me jealous that I don't have a missing arm in a way, this picture, because I'm like, man, the pranks this guy can pull, the kinds of stuff he can do. I mean, I'm sure he has it.
And that's why you don't leave a note. That's pretty much, I mean, yeah, that's like the, that's, yeah, that's hilarious. I love that.
It looks like he's working in a TV writer's room or something.
I mean, maybe he is. Maybe he's one of them guys.
How are you looking at, did you see that picture? I mean, his arm looks so badass. It's carbon fiber. It's like robotic. It's got widgets and brass thingamabobs. I'm sure there's a flamethrower in there. I mean,
there's got to be a flamethrower in there.
Pretty somewhere. Cool arm, man. Cool arm.
Here's an interesting thing. I like seeing this only because the format is unique. So the Incredible Shrinking Woman, 34 down, posted 2 days ago from Gallo Boob, the internet's fucking most... You know Gallo Boob has 26 million post karma?
That's too much.
God damn.
God, he's a real one percenter, dude.
What a legend, that guy. Anyway, so this is... He's good at posting things like this that really are kind of like a fastball down the middle. He knows he's got the formula down, but it's a woman doing a progress photo of her puppy. But the way it's framed is, instead of typically you see the puppy growing, but in this capacity, the puppy stays the same and you just see her shrinking, or as it looks in the photos. So it looks like it looks like this woman's been shrinking over time, which is kind of fun. The reason it's fun is because I think we've seen this format a million times. I love seeing things slightly reinvented, you know?
Yeah. So what number down is that?
That one's 34. I know we've talked about our not doing what we literally just did right there. So I'm going to send this to you.
Yeah, We're doing it.
Yep. Send it to you in the Zencastr link. Here's another one that I saw that I thought was kind of interesting. Kind of interesting because I feel like we haven't talked about something like this in a long time as a society. So boy has nothing to eat, but when given two lollipops, he offered one to photographer.
Yeah, what an idiot kid, right? I mean,
fucking dumb.
Dude, you better hold on to that. The next time you're going to see a lollipop could be years.
I know. So this is like the kind of quintessential National Geographic, Celine Dion playing in the background as, Jussie Smollett walks around an African village and asks you to donate.
Right? Yeah.
This is like that exact photo. And the reason it's interesting to me is because I feel like we don't really talk about Africa problems anymore. Like, there was a time period, particularly I think in the mid late 2000s, where like every charity and every kind of moment of activism was centered around Africa. Like, do you remember that?
Yeah, that was the 90s. I mean, for me, I was a 8th grade through teenage 90s right. kid. But yeah, AIDS was huge in the 90s. There was like famines in Ethiopia, Somalia, totally. Like that's all that everyone talked to was saving Africa. There was like concerts every other weekend.
Totally.
To save Africa. And
so I wonder why we've moved on from that. I mean, obviously there's still huge problems in Africa, and I would venture in, I don't know if this is a cynical perspective or a realistic perspective, but I feel like we got bored and we needed a new narrative, right?
Yeah, when Rich Whitey gets bored, or when they realize things are harder than just giving a speech at the Oscars.
Yeah, totally.
They probably go like, I'm just going to go back to my Bel Air estate.
Totally.
And then, changing a country's like governmental system and like it's going to take 50 years, not 2 summers.
Totally. I also wonder, by the way,
if I could do it in 2 summers, but
you could definitely. No, I mean, no question.
If I was famous,
I wonder also if maybe part of it was the way we do social justice now. Like we've gotten so obsessed as Americans with the idea of social justice and this kind of concept of social justice warriors. But all that is usually focused politically, right? And there's not really a political horse in the race with Africa. So we don't really hear about that. We hear about LGBT. We hear about women's rights. We hear about
it's interesting. It's more about
America.
It's more about my, like, help me. It's about me rather than me totally. Helping somebody else.
Totally.
And it's about,
yeah, it's interesting. I mean, that's a little bit speculation. And I mean, like I said, that no. obviously is.
We don't speculate on this pod.
No, we are.
We know.
We know. Well, it's just like, I mean, there's a little, yeah, I don't know. I was thinking, it might be a little offensive to say that, but not really. I mean, I think it's like an interesting take. I would actually love to see some academic paper on that or kind of some, I'm sure someone's done a think piece on why we have wandered away from Africa as our number one kind of priority.
I'm glad you brought this up because I just watched Black Panther last night and it's pretty much about exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
I mean, the story of the movie is kind of about the world has treated Africa like shit and left them behind in a way or like abused the people. And this is about like the Wakandans coming back in a way.
Interesting.
And like, but there's a lot more to it than that. But there's definitely some heavy thematic stories about race and as it pertains to colonialism and
right.
It was good, man. I mean, I liked it. I had a good time.
People love that movie, man. I gotta get down. I hear Michael Jordan is
MBJ.
Michael Jordan surprisingly young these days. Would have thought in his mid-50s he wouldn't be playing that kind of role.
Michael B. Jordan's pecs are almost too big. It's like he just did bench press and
at all times he just did bench press.
It's weird. He's like super duper jacked, but almost too jacked up top. I don't know.
Tight.
This would have worked on my thighs a little bit harder.
Skipping leg days.
He skipped calves and legs for sure.
What else we got? We probably got one more and then we'll have to close this one out. Like I said, we're doing a short one today, which is cool. Trying this format out. You guys are going to have to let us know if it works or not for a little taste every once in a while. Hopefully we can do these in between. I think this is pretty easy to do, so we can kind of do these on off days or when Dog Boobs is on her many adventures.
I laughed pretty hard at this one I'm sending you right now. Well, let me see if this works. Did that work?
Yeah, nice. Learning as we go.
Did that work?
Yeah.
You got
the
title's great. It's he didn't choose the filter life. The filter life chose him. And it's a picture of, I guess it's a little girl doing a filter on the bus.
Right.
But there's the scariest looking guy in the world over her shoulder making like devil eyes directly into the camera. Actually scares me when I'm looking at it.
It's amazing.
And that kind of gave me a little chuck.
Well, the reason it's funny is because it's the little girl is doing a filter. So she looks pretty and she's got, and like, it's a really, like, it's a very Japanese filter. Like there's a little cat and there's like a fake arm that looks like it's holding the little cat. It's just adorable. And then the guy in the background who looks extremely scary and he's just literally like is glaring up looking horrifying also has the filter on his face with the cat. So he, despite him looking like a fucking sociopath, looks kind of cute.
Yeah, it does.
Kind of a cutie.
Takes the piss out of his vengeance quite.
I know. That's a pretty good one too. Yeah, I think I didn't actually see that one. I don't know how that one went under the radar for me. What else? Can we get one more and then we'll close this one out? I'm pretty psyched about the measles outbreak that's happening right now.
Oh, cool.
In Japan.
Oh, nice.
So there's the anti-vax movement.
Is that a thing in Japan?
I don't think it's a thing in Japan.
But you know, some American went over there.
It might be, I guess.
Because they're probably hardcore weeaboo and they don't vaccinate. And then, you know, the Japanese
possible,
population
man.
Might go down. I mean, this reminds me of when Columbus came to the United States.
It's a little bit like that. I mean, it's interesting that we this anti-vax movement is fascinating, right? Because it's obviously awful and dumb and kind of echoes a little bit of the kind of flat earther kind of vibes. Reddit hates anti-vaxxers. They're constantly popping up on the homepage, particularly for usually insane people. Facebook, you'll see a lot of that. You'll see a lot of facepalm, like all the ones that were essentially going like, you fucking idiot, right?
Is Facebook now just a place for sort of, I'm just going to say like moms.
I don't think just moms, but I think
anti-vax. It does seem like a lot of anti-vaccine mom groups hang out there. I don't know if I'm just.
Well,
I guess there's other groups on Facebook. Let's be honest.
That's an interesting thought, actually, because that was another thing that popped up this past week. Is Facebook is thinking about removing anti-vaccination content as backlash intensifies over the spread of misinformation on the social network.
It does seem like it's growing
from World News
out of the Facebook sphere versus any other sphere.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I'm sure there are. I've actually tried to find an anti-vax Reddit subreddit, and I've struggled to find one. I mean, I found a couple, but they're not of the size that you would assume for a movement that technically is pretty big. So I wonder. Yeah, I wonder if it is really a Facebook phenomenon, and this is just a fascinating evolution of Facebook because we're just seeing more and more of shit like this come out of Facebook that is just delegitimizing the entire platform. Like we're watching it. We're like watching. You know what it feels like? It feels like you installed a fence at your house and you painted it with a like non-rust repellent paint because it looked nice. And then over time, it's just rusted and rusted and rusted. And now it looks shitty and it's really rusted. And you're like, well, I don't know how to fix this because it's already kind of rusted off. Mm-hmm. We kind of just have to replace it. You know what I mean? That's kind of what it feels like with Facebook. Like it was like when it started, it was cool and shiny and looked great. And it's just the toxicity level has just increased over time to such a degree that now it's like, I went back to Facebook the other day for some unknown reason. And I was just like going through stuff and it was feeling sincerely foreign to me
to see if,
like, I was just like, this is not,
what was your high school girlfriend's name?
Christy, I'm not going to say her last name.
Christy Nakamoto, dude. You went
she
to check on what she's
smokes
up
a lot
to.
Of cigarettes when she's pregnant. So that's where I'm from.
Shout out Christy Nakamoto. Talk about,
I think she's married to a guy who drives a barge in the Ohio River.
It's kind of cool, actually.
It's kind of cool.
Kind of one of my dream jobs, driving a barge.
I mean, hey, dude. Don't bash it until you try it.
Yeah, Facebook. I mean, their whole thing. Jesse Eisenberg said it in the movie. Was we don't even know what we are yet. We're still trying to be cool, and that was his whole thing, was to be cool.
Right.
But what they're not right now is cool.
Hey, they did it. I'm still saying Facebook is cool, man. well, that's a good note to end on. All right, so I got to get to work. Sorry to make this one short, but also not sorry because we're probably going to do some more of these. Typically, they're not going to be what replaces our weekly pod. They're just going to be probably Freed and I, or Freed myself and Del Boobs chatting about the front page.
Yeah, this is a just the tipper, you know?
Yeah, this is a just the tipper. Oh, love that phrase. Also, shout out, speaking of fucking just the tip.
We've had a lot of activity on our Instagram.
We have a lot of activity on Reddit. Keep it coming. We got some amazing, amazing fan art the other day.
So good.
It was, you know, it was everything we want out of fan art, which is basically cartoon depictions of us doing meth in a truck stop bathroom stall.
Which is, so there a glory hole there?
You hit the, that is the trifecta. So shout out. Who was that? Who sent that to us?
Oh, it was he had a great
name. It wasn't Darth Chubby, who Darth Chubby, by the way, is my fucking guy. He and I have been chatting a little bit on the offline. It's, and he's a really, really, Ducky, really good dude. Got a great Ducky story. Ass. Yeah. Ducky ass, right.
Yeah, shout out Ducky ass, man, just for making some cool art.
Yeah. But I think you and then I think the only real problem with this art though is I think you accidentally put not only once instead of once a day below the meth part. So you might want to fix that on the next iteration. But
oh, and then otherwise, he also coined some nice phrases in here in the art. On the toilet seat it says, "Did you meth it?" which I thought was funny.
Ooh. And then, that's cool.
And then on the wall he wrote, "For a good time, call dog boobs." The stall
if you guys only knew.
And this is one of those
if you only knew what would happen if you called dog boobs in that situation.
This is one of those bathrooms with no doors on the stalls, and so people can totally just come and go as they please. And then they also have a rectangular shaped toilet roll holder. It's one of those ones that doesn't
love it.
And
yeah,
and it's just the word.
Now this is straight from a public beach.
Yeah, this is Venice Beach all over it. Bakersfield Beach, yep. Dude.
Bakersfield Public Beach.
The best beach.
Amazing. So thanks for that.
Thanks, Ducky.
You guys are the best, as usual. And I've also been talking a little bit about to a French Chinese man.
Oh, cool.
About all the many things that we did wrong on our Chinese subreddit. Actually, not really. I don't think he was particularly super critical of it, but we did connect a little bit because I do want to know more about China as we continue to untangle that fucking insane web of lies.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm shocked that he didn't think we nailed all of China in 43 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I got one more quick one. This guy in Arizona stole a diamond worth $160,000 and then traded it for $20 worth of weed.
Good for him, man.
I would do.
I know. I'm into that.
Actually, I wouldn't do any of those things, but like, you know, it's funny.
It is funny. Yeah. Okay, cool. Anyway, so thanks, y'all. You're the best. All your pod pals out there. Spread the word. Like, share, comment, you know, all that stuff. We'll be back next week, another episode with Del Boobs, and maybe another one of these in the meantime as well. So until then, though, my name is It's Your Dad.
My Free Day.
This is Did You Reddit, weekly and sometimes bi-weekly podcast about the internet. By way of Reddit, front page internet, talking about the front page. We'll be back next week. Smoke mug, buy swords. Never give up.
Yeah.